Good morning. On Sunday, the 17th of January, 2021, I find myself sitting at my desk looking at the passage of scripture that I'm about to speak on. And that passage is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. It is the first reading for today, the second being the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. But this passage in 1 Samuel has been significant in my life. Significant because I had a similar experience to Samuel, in that God started talking to me at a particular time in my life. But I want to read some of these verses to introduce the passage. So 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, "Here I am." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And I just want to stop there, because the story goes on about how Eli told Samuel, "I didn't call you." And yet Samuel had clearly heard a voice. We know it's the voice of the Lord, but at the time Samuel didn't know it was the voice of the Lord because he hadn't heard God speak before. But even going back on that, Samuel was a special boy because his mother had been barren for so long and had cried out to God for a child. Cried out to God for a son. And she had made a pledge to God that if she would be granted a child, a son, that he would serve in the temple of the Lord. And that's exactly what happened with Samuel. And so as a boy, he served before the Lord. Now, again, this reading is the Old Testament, and we need to understand about the way that the children of Israel looked at God and considered God in the Old Testament. Their attitude to God was more out of fear, because God had killed so many people who did not approach him properly, who did not approach him in a right manner, because even the priests in the temple, it was only the high priest that got to enter in to the Holy of Holies. And so Samuel, as a boy, would have ministered in the temple, but he wouldn't have been into the Holy of Holies because that was the only place for the high priest. And so the attitude towards God was different. There were rituals and there were ways of serving him. And even as it says in here, it says that Eli was lying down in his place. And when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle. The lamp of God had to be kept alight, because the lamp of God was part of the ritual that they had to keep in place whenever they worship God in the Old Testament. And I say this because we don't live in those times. We don't have a temple that we worship God in. And yet, just as I say that, I find myself correcting myself, because we do have a temple, and the temple is our bodies. Because in the New Testament, we are told that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit wherein He dwells. And so when someone comes to faith in Jesus Christ, Someone comes to trust and believe in him as their Lord and Savior. He comes to dwell inside them by his Holy Spirit. And so I have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of me because I've given my life to Jesus, or because I trust and believe in Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. And that same is true for anybody and everybody who will call upon and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we do have a temple, but the temple is our body rather than it being a tent or a man-made building as happened in the Old Testament. But that's not the only difference. The second difference is that we come to God out of love, for we know that he loves us. We're reminded of John chapter 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But it starts off in that verse by saying, "For God so loved the world." God loves us. He's not angry with us. He's not in a bad mood with us. No, he loves us. And whenever we come to God, we respond to him in love, because he first loved us. And we may indeed find ourselves in life serving him, but we don't serve him as a servant like Samuel was. We serve him as sons, as daughters, as children of God, because we have been saved by Jesus. Such a wonderful gift of God that he gave himself to die for us, to die in our place, to die as us, so that we could be with him forever. That's how much he loves us. But in Samuel's case, he didn't know God like this. He knew that there was a God, yes, and he knew that the God that he knew was the God of the Israelites, the God of the Jews. And so he served God and he worshipped God. But in so many ways, with so many of the people, is that they worship God more out of fear. Fear of what he might do than out of love. And I'm not saying that they didn't love God. I'm not saying that they didn't know him. But the relationship was different. The relationship was different. And the reason why I say this is that it goes on in that passage where Eli had directed Samuel in what he was to do. And it says here, reading from verse 8, "And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you did call me.' Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, 'Go, lie down. And it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at the other times, 'Samuel, Samuel,' and Samuel answered, 'Speak, for your servant hears.'" Ending in verse 10. I started by saying that this particular passage was special to me because I had a time in my life when God was speaking to me, and I was a young, relatively young Christian. I was enthusiastic for God, but I was totally unaware that he would actually want to talk to me. And whenever I asked advice of someone, they pointed me to this story in 1 Samuel 3, knowing that I would know it from Sunday school, knowing that I would know the story as I did. And I remember in those days, then going before God and saying, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And I just repeated what the scripture says. But I've since realized that I'm not the servant, but rather I now can say, "Speak, Lord, for your son is listening." Because I'm a child of God. And he wants to talk to me. And he does talk to me as much as he wants to talk to you who are listening to this. Because when we try and take Samuel at his word and take, yes, it is the Bible, the word of God, but take it in the context of Samuel, we lower ourselves in the position that God sees us. Because when we come to him as a servant, wringing our hands in fear that God might blot us out if we get it wrong, we've a wrong view of God, because God isn't like that. God isn't like that. God is a God of love. And God only wants good things for us. God only wants to bless us, not to punish us. You know, we read, I think it was last Sunday in Ephesians 1, talking about how we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And, you know, God wants to bless us. He wants for our good. He wants for our benefit. He doesn't want to curse us. He doesn't want to harm us. You know, in fact, the things that are so topical, again, in our lives, you know, as I said, this is the 17th of January, 2020, and we're in lockdown. We're not meeting together in church because we're having to take precautions because of COVID-19. And in a sense, we're hiding, or we're nearly fearful because of the things that are going on. But we don't need to be those who are fearful, because God did not send COVID-19. It's not from him. God is Jehovah Rapha. God is the God who heals. He's not the God who gives sicknesses. Jesus never made anybody sick. He healed all who came to him. He healed them all. He healed them all. He either laid his hands on them or he commanded them to be well. But he never, ever, ever commanded anyone to be sick. That is not who God is. God is a God of love. God is the God who wants to bless us. And when he blesses us and when we accept him, he gives us the right to be called children of God. And so if God is speaking to you, if you think that God is trying to talk to you, and I mean not just through scripture, it's like you're hearing, and again, I don't want you to think that I'm mad or whatever, that you're hearing voices, ooh. But sometimes we can hear or sense a voice within us of God talking to us. And that, yes, he wants to have a conversation with you. But come to him from the point of view of who you are in Christ. Don't come to him like Samuel did, thinking that you're lesser, being fearful. But indeed, we're told in Hebrews to come boldly before the throne of grace. We can come boldly because in Christ we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have received his righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so we can come before God with that attitude. We can come knowing that we are accepted in the Beloved, that we have already been made righteous. And so our standing before God is with the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And so when God starts to speak to you, and he's been trying to speak to you every day, because I know he speaks to me all the time. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to me even now as I'm preaching this sermon, because he's speaking to me and he's speaking through me. And so I know that what he wants me to say is going to bless somebody else. And so hear the voice of God, but come to God. Lord, speak, for your son is listening. Or, Lord, speak, for your daughter is listening. And even, Lord, speak, for your child is listening. And again, being a child of God is how we come to him. Jesus said, let the little children come unto me, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. But being a child in God's eyes is that we come not with all our grandiose ideas, not sort of I've got it sorted, but we come humbly before him and say, yes, Lord, I hear you, I believe. Thank you, Lord, that you accept me. Thank you that I'm your son, or I'm your daughter, I'm your child. And we jump into his arms, because that's what children do. That's what children learn to do from a loving mother or father. They know they can trust them. In the same way or a similar way, we can trust a loving God, because he wants to hold us, to carry us, to walk with us, to be within us, to speak to us. So as it says in 1 Samuel 3, the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. But then the Lord called him again, as he did in those other times. And Samuel again came and said, here I am, Lord. But we say, speak, for your son, your daughter, your child is listening. And he will speak into your heart, and he may use just the scriptures. And I don't mean just the scriptures, because that's the word of God. But he may also speak into your heart. He may speak into your mind. He may speak into you through events that happen and you just know that it's God. But know this for certain. There is absolutely nothing that the Lord will speak to you that isn't backed up by the Bible. He will not tell you something that contradicts the Bible. Now, you may not be able to find it in chapter and verse in the Bible, because our places, like if God's telling you to go to Belfast or New York, you'll not find Belfast or New York in the Bible, and I'm only using those two places. But if you get a sense of God calling you to go somewhere, he'll lead you to a scripture that will confirm what he's asking you to do. So listen. Listen. Open your hearts and listen and hear God speak. But answer him from your position of who you are in Christ, because he loves you. And know that because he loves you, whatever he may ask, whatever he may tell you, it is for your good. And it may be for the good of other people too, but it's for your good, because he loves you. And he only wants to give you good things and to bless you. So receive his blessing and hear his voice and answer him and speak with him and talk with him, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.